From ABC News, I'm Dave Barrett. On the road this weekend, you're paying more at the pump. More demand and higher prices for gasoline as Americans no longer demand an energy-efficient ride.
Last year, for the first time in about 20 years, the average fuel economy of personal vehicles on the road in the United States started to drop.
John DiCicco with the American Council for an Energy-Efficient Economy says he knows the reason for a downturn in gas mileage.
Minivans came, and they're a very strong segment now, and sport utilities are now one of the hotter segments in the market.
On average, he says the Aerostars and the Explorers, the Broncos and Caravans all tend to get about 5 miles per gallon less than the typical car built in Detroit. The Detroit Red Wings ran out of gas last night against the New Jersey Devils. Ken Danico now getting a ring as a Stanley Cup winner.
It's so tough to get there and just to win it all with this group of guys. It's the most character and heart I've ever seen. I love them, and these guys deserve it, every one of them.
Winning last night 5-2, the Devils swept Detroit in the finals on the way to the franchise's first hockey title, and that may make it tougher for a possible shift from New Jersey to Nashville. 100 families are back home in Houston. They had to evacuate because a warehouse caught fire. It was a huge 7-alarm blaze. A lot of pesticides went up in smoke. Lightning on Friday, storms on Saturday, so
we'll try again Tuesday.
That's what shuttle mission manager Lauren Shriver told his team. Atlantis still sits on the pad. That means a longer wait aboard the Mir space station for a couple of cosmonauts and astronaut Norm Thagard. They are all set to hitch a ride and return on the shuttle eventually. 45 homes out of 6 buildings that are currently abandoned. That's the redevelopment plan for a section of Little Rock, Arkansas. President Clinton will kick off that project today. You're listening to ABC News.
If you wear contact lenses, we'd like you to meet 800-800-LENS customer Phyllis Porter of San Bernardino, California.
Most amazing to me is that I can get the same contact lenses for half the price, and the contact lenses come right to me. So it's very exciting, and it's incredible to me that I can get the same contact lenses for half the price, and all I have to do is call 800-800-LENS, order my contact lenses, give them my prescription over the telephone. I don't even have to pay for the phone call, and it's wonderful service, and I'm amazed at the price, that it's half the price as I would pay if I went anywhere else.
Save up to 50% on your lenses, not to mention your time. Whether you wear hard or soft lenses, disposables, gas permeables, or torics, replacing your contact lenses has never been easier. As long as your prescription is current, 800-800-LENS will keep you from seeing double and paying double. Call us at 1-800-800-LENS.
When it comes to Vietnam, there's a request from some vets.
We want President Clinton to hold the line. We feel like he made a commitment when he ran for president that he was not going to normalize relations with Vietnam until the live discrepancy cases were resolved, and they have not been resolved.
J. Thomas Birch is chairman of the National Vietnam Vets Coalition, which wants to find out what happened to 2,200 Americans in Vietnam before a more solid diplomatic relationship is set up with that country. National elections today in Haiti. That's for the first time since December of 1990. UN observers keeping tabs on things there. A message about AIDS that comes in the comics. And that also shows, says Richard Jennings with the group Hollywood Supports.
It is possible to live with HIV, and it is also important to have role models who are battling the disease and educating people about the disease because it's very much with us.
He's backing a comic book which features the superhero Shadowhawk.
Having a comic book action hero affected by HIV is merely reflecting what's going on in our society.
And in the latest edition, Superhawk loses a year-long battle and dies from AIDS complications. Gays and lesbians march up New York's Fifth Avenue today. Cops promise to go on a case-by-case basis on whether to make arrests. There's some question as to whether marchers can go topless. This is ABC News.
I first met Jane right after Jonah was born.
Now there's a revolutionary new approach to stopping child abuse before it can start.
She said it was normal for new mothers to get frustrated. She taught me when to take a minute for myself.
By reaching new families early on, this program teaches them how to cope with the stresses that lead to abuse. But we need your help where you live. Call 1-800-CHILDREN. 1-800-CHILDREN. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Committee to Prevent Child Abuse and the Ad Council.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Dave Barrett.